open my mouth, first thing I say is...
7 minutes after the hour.
7 after the hour.
On the Good Day Show.
On the Good Day program.
I'm Dudley. Doug Steffen.
I'm Doug.
That's Roberta Fasanelli.
That's true.
Ken Kessler's here.
All right, Kenny, we haven't checked in with you for a while on social media. Do we have more on Trayvon Martin, the Zimmerman thing? Do we have the abortion bill, which we discussed earlier on? What do we have that's on people's minds?
It's almost all Rolling Stone magazine.
Ah, yes. The cover of the Rolling Stone. Well, interesting. A police photographer has released pictures of the suspect, and he was suspended for doing it, but he felt he was angry because he felt that the images of that were in the Rolling Stone anyway were glamorizing him, and he sure as heck didn't want to see that. So most people now have seen these. I shouldn't say most people have seen them, but they're certainly readily available, Kenny, right?
Yeah, you can find them. There are links all over social media, and you can find them all over the internet.
All right, have you looked at the pictures, Roberta?
Yes, I have.
And what did you think?
You know, I had a discussion with my daughter last night. I think I understand 100% journalistically why they put him on the cover. It is a valid story. It is an important story. You know, what happened? What made this young man do what he did? From a social point of view, you know, it could encourage other people who are not quite screwed on all that tightly. Oh, I can do something and make the cover of Rolling Stone.
Right, yeah.
From a marketing standpoint, they couldn't pay for this kind of publicity. Right. This is brilliant. And most of their circulation comes from subscription circulation anyway. I mean, like 90% of it. So it really doesn't matter if they're pulled from the newsstands. They could care less.
People get it in the mail.
They could care less. I think they have like a 1.5 million paid subscribers, which is a huge number for a magazine, and only I think under a million are sold at newsstands. It's for them, it's you know, it's a non-issue, but the publicity is amazing, and I honestly cannot wait to read the story. I really want to see. Yeah, I can't. I subscribe to Rolling Stone, and I can't wait to read the story.
All right, Jen, what about you?
I think that Rolling Stone is a rag publication. I understand that this is great PR for them because, you know, there's no such thing as bad PR. Who has talked about Rolling Stone in the last decade? Nobody, because it's dumpy. I mean, it's a terrible magazine. I get a copy of it that I don't pay for because I think they're desperate for subscriptions. They just need that for, you know, they need circulation to sell advertising. So they send it out to people for free. I do think that I'm not really sure why they chose to cover this, because this is not in their, I love people using the word wheelhouse. Everybody uses that word now, but it isn't really their wheelhouse. So it's curious to me why all of a sudden they got into a social issue. And the only thing you can think of is for the PR benefits that it's getting for them. And so I think they should maybe stay out of these types of things because it doesn't really belong there.
Well, they know who their demographic is, Jen. They're very clear on their demographic, and they know that this young man fits right into their demographic, so I think that's why they did it.
Rolling Stone has, since the beginning, they've done social issues. They have almost
not as often lately, though. I mean, have you seen any lately? I mean, I get the magazine. I mean, I get it all the time, and it's been movies.
Maybe if you read it once in a while, Jen.
No, I do. I flip through it so that I can get angry, and then I
be nasty, Roberta, for God's sake.
I know. It's like, you know, I know that it's not the popular opinion here amongst you guys, but I mean, I get it. I see it. I look at it, and I think it is in the last... I don't think they've done social issues in the last few years. I think this is a chosen one because they knew they could get some publicity.
I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't care. Kenny, what about you?
Well, I think this is important, and putting this kid's face on the cover is a good thing, because when we think of terrorists, we think of Bin Laden, we think of old crazy guys with long beards and robes in some other country,
wearing
and this
turban.
Is a handsome young man who lived here.
Yep.
This is the boy next door.
And on Time magazine, it would be perfectly appropriate.
And why not on Rolling Stone?
Because Rolling Stone is not—it's not a political magazine. It's not—I don't know.
It's not a political magazine.
Well, it's political.
It
is. Yes, I do read it. It's political, and they do have a, you know, obviously they have their stance on supporting.
Why do you think Roberta reads it? Because it feeds into her political point of view.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But they don't necessarily tackle social issues like terrorism all the time. They don't. I mean, I've read it. I've seen it.
They do.
Not in the last few years, Ken. Though they really haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
two
do. They've
one.
Been all over.
It's two against one.
No, they were all over Obama. First they loved him, then they hated him. But there were stories and there were cover stories mm-hmm. about all kinds of political issues.
I just don't think it's the place for it. I really don't. I think you're glamorizing some kid who already has a lot of followers, a lot of young girls who go stand in front of the prison and want to have his babies. And I just think it's you're glamorizing this.
I never understood how women want to go after marry guys like Manson.
They want him to be the baby daddy.
The Menendez brothers or whoever they'll get. All right, let's move to Trayvon Martin, or at least to his parents. Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton sat down for several interviews, including one with the ladies on The View. Michael, I think you have cut 1902 and 03 there. They discuss what they were thinking when they heard the verdict.
So when the verdict was read, you were not in the courtroom. Why were you not there, and what did you think about the verdict?
The decision for us to be there came in two parts. One, because of our legal team decided that it wasn't a good idea for us to be there, period, because of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we thought about it and decided that that was best. Either way, we didn't want to be there because we didn't feel like we could remain quiet in either case.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a decision that we would not be there.
What did you feel about the verdict?
We felt very hurt. We felt that we were wronged. Our child's life had been taken. For no apparent reason, and we just felt as though the jurors didn't look through the eyes of African-American parents and having African-American kids. We just don't feel as though they saw it through our eyes.
The sad reality is that we are so far behind in many ways when it comes to race relations in this country. Really, our head is stuck in the sand. There are a lot of things that have changed and are much better since when I was a kid. Remembering back to the 50s, and I use this as an example all the time, it's deplorable that black men who were in the service of our country wearing uniform couldn't pee in the same stall as a white man in 1954. That's how bad it is and was. And 10 years later, when Martin Luther King had all of his marches and things began to turn around, the people that were most in the way of it were bigots like LBJ and some of the other people that were in charge in Washington who were just unbelievable racists. LBJ will go down in the history of this country as one of the worst presidents. There are half a dozen that were really bad. We got two of them back to back.
Newsflash, though, we have a black president right now, so why is that relevant?
And he's one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
Right.
He got there because he's black? No. Well, that's probably not true. A lot of blacks get out to vote for him, and it probably is true that he got elected because he's black. But that doesn't qualify him for being the president, and that's what's so annoying about this. We have people who get into positions, they get education, they get jobs because they're black, not because they're good. And that's where we have our head in the sand. We have our head right up our butt when it comes to judging people. We are still extraordinarily racist, extraordinarily ignorant about a person. What difference does it make what his skin color is or her skin color is? If they're good at something, they ought to be hired or they ought to have an educational opportunity. The same goes on the other side. If you don't have the qualifications, you shouldn't get the job because of the color of your skin or get an opportunity in educational circles. And that's where we've fallen down, because we do that as part of the way to balance things, because we have some sort of guilt about what I didn't do and you didn't do and nobody for 150 years has done. But yet we're called upon to fix a problem that was and to a point still is. There's no more racist city in this country than Boston, Massachusetts. It is the pig zone for the way the police take care of or handle some of the racial incidents. And I don't have the words for it, and you can hear the frustration in my voice. But to listen back and forth to this stuff, we've taken one circumstance and blown it way out of proportion, way out of proportion. There's so many other things going on. People keep talking about Chicago. There's a murder every time you turn around to some black kid who's shot by another black kid or white kid. Nobody hears anything about it. Why did this capture everybody's attention? Why? I don't get it. Wait, what am I missing? Kenny, why did this story become the story that it did?
I think it was because we heard about a child who was shot and that the person who shot him was not arrested. And we don't hear about the other stories. I don't know why we don't hear about them. Mm. We just hear that there is the crime.
Yeah.
But in this case, we heard that that a 17-year-old was shot by someone and police arrived and checked it out and then nothing happened.
Yeah.
This should
have weeks.
Ever been national attention. This should have been a local Florida story, but it became national, and it's true. It's a race issue because it wasn't a same color crime or because it wasn't reversed. That's why we heard about it, and it didn't help that our president, who doesn't speak out on local crimes, decided to speak out on this one. And he helped fuel the fire. Whether it's right or wrong, he helped fuel our attention on this particular case. That's my, opinion.
The guy who's the head of the Justice Department is an ignoramus. And every time he opens his mouth,
put pressure on these people to prosecute him when they didn't have enough evidence to do so. And that is what got us into this. And they knew that this was going to cause racial tensions, but they chose to prosecute him anyway. So, you know.
All right. So there we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's the bottom line. 888-302-3684. Detroit has a new label, the first large city in our country to file for bankruptcy. If you got a job working for the city of Detroit, I got to be thinking you're nervous about getting your paycheck today. Or if you've got a bill that the city of Detroit is supposed to be paying and you did the work, I'm betting you're worried about that too. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Some interesting revelations that you can find if you're a surfer. I found the top five songs being played on the radio for the first half of the year 2013, Jennifer. And I thought you and others might be intrigued to see or hear, actually, what is on the top of the list. This is the most played song, not saying it's the most popular, but the most played song so far this year, with over 392,000 airings on radio stations that carry this format. This is an AC song, I'm guessing, isn't it? Bruno Mars, normally an AC act. When I Was Your Man, at the top of the list, been played more on the radio than any other song released this year. And following closely behind this at number one is number two, also by Bruno Mars. Locked Out of Heaven. Interesting contrast in the styles here. This has been played 391,000 some odd times.
But who's counting?
On the radio, yeah. Well, they have to keep track of these things now because of the licensing fees that go to ASCAP and BMI. So it's a good pop song. I've heard this a lot. I don't know the other song, but I do know this song. I liked it. Crank it up, Michael, for a second, will you? Locked Out of Heaven. Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. All right, so in the number three position in the top five songs, the number of times played on the radio, the number three song belongs to Taylor Swift with I Knew You Were Trouble. I've heard that one before.
You're in trouble.
I'm still amazed that she's only like, what, 22,
24, I think, isn't she now?
Quite the career.
Yeah. This song has been played 368,000 some odd times on the radio. This is not downlinks. This is not anything other than actual airings on real radio stations. This is not Pandora, none of that. All right? This is just pop music on pop stations. Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble, number three on the list, followed by Justin Timberlake.
What are you talking about in that one?
I know. There's somebody, you know.
Yeah. All right. I know somebody who's listening to this is thinking that right now. Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z with Suit and Tie.
Now we're talking.
I like this too. Yeah, JT with Jay-Z.
That's it.
Didn't they do a tour around last summer? These guys?
I don't know if they toured together or not.
I think they did. Yeah. So anyway, Suit and Tie has been played 365,000 times on radio stations and programs since the beginning of the year. All right, now this last one apparently is somewhat problematic or controversial. I don't know anything about Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Ah, he got the Velcro.
I suspect Jennifer does.
I do.
And what do we know about these guys that we...
Well, there's no trouble. It's just there might be a few unsavory words. How's that?
I think we cleaned this up. This song is called Thrift Shop. Been aired 363,000 times.
What you know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What you knowing about wearing a fur fox?
So is this Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, a male-female act?
I don't think there are any girls, no.
No, that sounded like a girl. Or is that, no?
I think, well, you know, they kind of do some mixing.
I see, okay. All right, so what do you think of this song, Jennifer?
I like it. I actually like this one a lot.
Yeah, okay.
I did not know it was Macklemore, though. I'm guilty of that, but I like this song quite a bit.
Roberta, what do you think of this song?
I would.
Kenny, what do you think of this song? Yeah. Kenny, would you switch stations if this song came on?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right, so would I.
Aww.
All right, so Jennifer.
But you guys like Rolling Stone. What's the matter with you?
28
minutes. I wouldn't if Jennifer was in the car.
After the hour.
A great character actor takes center stage at last. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Do you remember when I built our dining room table?
I had all but given up on ever getting a proper one.
The first few years, every nick that table absorbed, I took it personally. That's the thing about Pine. Holds a lot of memories.
James Cromwell has played indelible character roles in more than 160 movies, including Babe, The Artist, and L.A. Confidential. Now, finally at age 73, Cromwell has a starring role in the heartwarming drama Still Mine. It's based on the true story of a Canadian man who wanted to build a small house for his Alzheimer's-stricken wife, only to be blocked at every turn by bureaucracy.
I just need to see your plans.
I don't have any plans.
Well, how are you going to build a house without any plans?
The way I've been doing it all my life.
Cromwell plays the devoted husband, and his wife is played by a luminous Geneviève Bugeaud. When I chatted with Cromwell, I suggested that for a good actor, there's very little difference between a leading role and a supporting role. And you know what? He totally disagreed with me.
My definition of a character actor is the character that doesn't get the girl. So what happens is the lead character can stay back and react, while the character actor does all the grimacing, the falling, the schlemiel and the schlemazel, and that's the character actor.
This time, though, he does get the girl, who happens to be Geneviève Bugeaud.
I had a crush on her from the time I was in college. She arrived on set, and I looked into that face, and it's exactly the same face as it was when I fell in love with her the first time. Pretty neat.
Cromwell says he loved his chance on center stage, and he's more than open to another starring role.
I don't know that I'll get another one, because it took this long to get this one, and if they wait this long again, I won't be here.
Still Mine, starring James Cromwell and Geneviève Bugeaud, is in theaters now. I'm Bill Newton.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Let's get back to the conversational action, the important stories of the day, some news nuggets.
Some schnews?
Some, well, actually I have the story of a woman who runs a mom-and-pop grocery store who was robbed at knife point. I'll tell you who came out on top of that circumstance. Speaking of coming out on top, the winner of our contest, the Dream Big America contest this week, if you didn't hear, was Looky Lou Light.
Very good.
Looky Lou Light.
Yeah, congratulations.
Allison Carenza. Voting was strong. It was close, whereas the week before, the voting wasn't very close.
It was a blowout, huh?
Yeah, it was. This is very... they all were separated by about 10%, so that's
wow.
Cool. Yep,
cool.
So the finals, the last week of July, we'll have my Ed match and Looky Lou Light. And we'll have another contestant that wins next Tuesday. If you want to check out what's happening, dreambigamerica.us, dougstefan.com, where you'll see all of the information about our contestants, what they are vying for. It's basically an entrepreneurial showcase to get businesses going, support businesses, and it's kind of a fun thing. It's gotten very viral, and that's also a cool thing. And so we'll be happy to help out as many people as we can with the showcase and the prizes that go with it. Also, next to that, at dougstefan.com, you will see the information on this year's farm aid, which is important for all of us, anybody who's connected.
Are you going to go this year?
You know, I'm thinking about it. I have some feelers out. Some people have called me and want to know if I would go. It's in Saratoga Springs, New York. And that might be. We invited some of the people behind the scenes, some of the people on the board who are local Massachusetts folks. And then, obviously, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, some of those, Neil Young people. We'd like to have them in the focus as well. So that's kind of cool. Also at DougStefan.com today, there's rare footage from Elvis Presley's last performance that has hit the auction block, or will, I guess, on Monday. Kenny, is that right? Is it Monday that it goes up for sale? You can see the actual footage at DougStefan.com, but when does it actually go for sale?
I think it's the middle to the end of the week, and this is his last concert.
Yeah.
So there's like 27 songs that he performs.
Yeah, that'd be valuable. That'd be cool. I'd like to have that. So anyway, that's at the auction block. You can check out that story at DougStefan.com. We are also, in terms of some of the other stories, I'm looking at things that people are not talking about. There's that fire in California, Jennifer. Not a lot of people have been talking about Idlewild,
yes.
Which is near, it's down south near Palm Springs on the 10, is it not?
Kind of, but it's up in the mountain community by Big Bear. So, right. But you go out towards Palm Springs to get there, yes.
So how bad's the fire?
It's pretty bad. It was threatening, I know it was threatening some homes last night. I haven't checked on it this morning, and some resort areas, because there's actually some stuff to do up there. So
right. All right, so there's that. Heat wave continues, but it'll be broken probably tomorrow here in the Northeast. Supposed to cool down after some pretty wild thunderstorm activities probably late in the day tomorrow. So that's A-OK. Anybody surprised in the Emmy nomination list? I was looking at who wasn't there, like Juliana Margulies.
Margulies, yes, I never The Good Wife. The whole show was snubbed, actually.
Yeah. That's a shame. Was the person of interest, is that in there?
No.
No. Mm-mm. I think that's a really... True Blood, did that get any attention?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
Not much, anyway. Not in the big category.
Vampires and zombies.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta. All right, coming up, the story of a woman who takes care of her own here on A Good Day. How about your looks? Are you feeling good about your hairline? If you're not feeling good about your hairline and you have thinning, weak, tired-looking hair, perhaps you ought to become aware of a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the natural hair thickening therapy. How about them? Yeah, it's good stuff. You can use it every single day, and this is for those who have premature thinning hair. Don't be frustrated. Don't be embarrassed. Put this product on where the hair is thinning. Rub it in, massage it, and what it does is start cleaning out the pores that have been plugged by you using creams and lotions and things on your hair, shampoos that are junk. And they've plugged up the pores. Hair's falling out. Doesn't come back again. Hairs are going to fall out all the time. You're always losing your hair. But it grows back under the right circumstances because the follicles, the hair, the pores are open, and it's good stuff. But if they aren't open, you need to open them, and this is the natural way to do it. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, not only cleans up the pores so the hair can start growing again, but it makes the hair that's there seem thicker and fuller, and it's done all naturally. So stop trying to hide that spot. It looks silly anyway. Get Provia by dialing 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Results are guaranteed with Provia, or you'll get your money back. And if you mention Doug Stefan when you call 800-525-8319, you'll get a free month supply, free rush shipping, and a free surprise gift. All of those things come with Provia. Get the hair back on your head. Call 800-525-8319.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonah!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Mood for some ice cream this Sunday? Feel free to indulge. In fact, you have the support of the U.S. Congress and President of the United States. Sunday, July 21st is the 30th annual celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And while the date may not have the same cachet as Independence Day, it's a noteworthy summer occasion with a history as rich as ice cream itself. National Ice Cream Day was first recognized in July 1984 by a presidential proclamation issued by then-President Reagan. The measure described ice cream as the perfect dessert and snack food, and it praised the frozen treat's mass appeal for contributing to the nation's economy. Congress approved the proclamation, and National Ice Cream Day was born. To take part in the 30th anniversary of National Ice Cream Day, ice cream shops coast to coast will offer deals and freebies. And brands like Dove Ice Cream encourage consumers to enjoy a rich, creamy Dove bar and share special National Ice Cream Day content with fans on Facebook. If you can't get your hands on any ice cream this Sunday, that proclamation declared July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have time to savor a delicious American classic.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details at your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the program brought to you by Grainger. With over a million products, if they don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger is for the ones who want to get it done. Get it? Got it? Good. 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 So here's the story of a woman from Marshfield, Massachusetts. Her name is Marge Wolf.
Madge from Marshfield.
Madge.
Oh.
Said a young man, probably in his 20s, entered her neighborhood grocery store, pulled out a pocket knife, and demanded all the money. She said, quote, "Take that mask off so I can see who you are because I think I know you."
Uh-oh.
She said the man then directed her to open the register. She said, "I'm not going to open my cash register. You want Tootsie Rolls? I'll give you a bang. And you'll have all the Tootsie Rolls you want." She threatened to press the medic alert button she wears around her neck. I didn't tell you, Marge Wolf is 96 years old.
She's awesome. I love her.
My hero.
The robber told her to walk to the back of the store. She refused. She hadn't done anything so far this guy told her to do.
Nope.
That's when he flashed his knife. She stood her ground. The suspect got frustrated, looked around, and then he noticed all the security cameras and ran out the door.
Ugh. Wimp.
She believes that this is a repeat customer. She thinks the suspect was one of the sixth grade students who broke into the store and stole some things a couple of years ago. She's operated the store for 54 years.
Good for her.
96 years old, Marge.
Stand up to those punks, Marge.
There's the stand your ground law that I like. I think that's very cool. Good for her. All right, there's a story today from Pennsylvania. See what you think about this. A couple of large hospital systems in Pennsylvania are following a suggestion that was printed in Forbes magazine. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Do not hire smokers. Dozens of hospitals and insurance companies, as well as governmental bodies and many other businesses, are moving in essence, save themselves $12,000 a year, because under the new Obamacare rules, if you have people who are smokers, you're going to be assessed $12,000 more for their insurance than if they are non-smokers. Did you know
Yay!
That?
Wow.
Hmm?
I did not know that. That's crazy,
great.
Though.
Right. So, the circumstance. Now, what's going to happen to Obama? He's still smoking. Is the federal government, who's going to pay
point.
That?
Yeah. Well, it's hurtful for small business. They're going to have to fire all these people.
Right. So those of you who are small business people, have you taken this into consideration? If you're a smoker yourself, maybe now is the time for you to stop because it's going to cost you a lot of money. How much does it cost to buy cigarettes now? I don't even know.
It's expensive. I don't know how much it is, though.
So imagine what you'd save. You'd save your life, your health, all this money.
And your job, probably.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, because really, employers are going to be forced to fire those people. They're going to be forced to get rid of full-time employees and do part-time only.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough. It'll be interesting to see the fallout.
There is a video attraction today that we have highlighted in our video of the day. How many people have checked out the Grand Canyon Swing? The Grand Canyon Swing. It's a ride that swings you over the edge. So you can look
down
1,300 feet to the bottom. Who wants to go on that swing?
I would.
Would you? Yeah, I guess I could see you doing that. Yeah, I could.
I went down the Grand Canyon and the Colorado River for 16 days in a rowboat.
Mm-hmm. And you survived.
And I survived.
Much to our chagrin.
Climbed up slot canyons. Climbed up slot canyons with my back against one wall and my feet on the other and kind of shimmied up slot canyons.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Roberta.
On purpose you did that?
Yes.
Amazing. By the way, Roberta and the rest of us were talking about this class action lawsuit that was filed in New York against restaurants there over automatic tipping charges. We found a lawyer is trying to get $4 billion out of them or something like that. And so our poll today, what do you think about automatic tipping? A, I like it. One less thing I have to think about. B, it's okay when the service is good. See, that's what I think. C, it's sneaky because sometimes you don't know it's in your check and you double tip.
Yep, you double tip.
Yep, that happens. And D, I don't like it at all. I should be able to decide how much I want to tip. Now, that may be me, in fact. Our poll yesterday, how do you keep cool during the heat wave? 44% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said stay inside in the air conditioning. 22% said you actually like the hot weather.
I love the hot weather.
Yeah, but you don't stay out in it too long, right?
Well, I was out in for about 3-4 hours yesterday.
Really? Doing what?
I was gardening.
Really?
Yeah.
But in the back of your place, it's cool because there's no sun hitting in the backyard.
No, it was pretty hot. Yeah. It was pretty hot. I had this mister, though. It's like this hose, and it just heads out like mister, and I kind of left that on.
Ah, okay. Good for you. 16% said they drank a lot of water. Let's see. 13% said they hit the pool. So I think we've covered all the bases there.
What'd the pool ever do to you?
The pool has done wonders for me.
Did it hit back?
I hope not.
Well, it slaps back sometimes. You hit the water too hard and you jump off the pool, off the diving board, right?
Do you know diving boards are illegal now?
They are?
Yep.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it's a California thing, but you can no longer have a diving board.
Yeah, right. What we need is more rules like that. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day. Huh. Hey.
Hey. Doug Stephan all day, baby.
Yeah, it's all Doug all the time. The reason that we're sort of chuckling here is because we have a computerized network. Everything is big time. We talk about technology.
Yeah, computers are great until they don't work.
Until they don't work.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing that we are on the air, even though everything else around us has frozen. So I want to tell you the story about the Azam.
Azam.
You know what the Azam is? A-Z-Z-A-M?
No.
You've never heard of the Azam?
No.
Roberta, you ever heard of the Azam?
No.
Kenny, you ever hear of the Azam?
I have not.
No. The Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich
Bought
the Azam. The Azam is Mr. Abramovich's new yacht.
Oh.
The largest yacht ever built.
Oh, my goodness.
It is 590 feet long, longer than 2 football fields. It's larger than the U.S. Navy's Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, and much more capricious than most of the cruise ships that are out there.
How much?
How much did it cost to build?
Lay it on us.
I don't know. There's a disco in this thing. There's a glass bottom on it, 150 feet of glass. You can see the ocean floor, bulletproof glass everywhere. His master bedroom is like 1,000 square feet on this thing. He's going to live on it. Can you imagine? $605 million, Roberta.
Bah.
$605 million, 51 FDR.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Mr. Waltz, it's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that. You're timeless to me.
Oh, we'll brawl of you.
Fads keep a-fading, Castro's invading, but Wilbur, you're timeless to me.
Sounds like John Travolta to me.
Hairdos are higher, mine feels like
Christopher Walken from the movie Hairspray, which was the number one movie during this week in 2007.
Like a rare vintage.
Travolta.
It was his favorite role because he got to play a woman.
Like Tootsie.
God, I crack myself up. Hi, Tucker.
Jennifer Warren, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, and Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments. Actually, our preview of the movies coming out this weekend. So you'll have that information in just a matter of moments. First, though, we have the contest, which focuses on the number one movie during this week in 2010. I find this movie, even the title, annoying to the nth degree. And the fact that they're doing another one of these even makes me more upset. But at any rate, that's just me. And I do tend to get upset about things like this that may or may not have some starch or substance. Let's find out from you if you can figure out what the movie is. 888-302-3684. If you can figure out what the movie is, you'll win a swell prize. Here's the first clue.
No annoying sounds, right?
Does this count as annoying?
Yep, it does. 888-302-3684. Chuck, you got the movie yet? Anybody got the movie after
no.
that?
No, not a clue.
All right, next clue, Mike.
Wow, this is garbage. You actually like this?
That help anybody?
No.
888-3... Roberta, we don't even count you because you don't know these movies. It's 888-302-3684. All right, put your thinking caps on. Here's the last opportunity for you to figure it out with this audio clip.
He's so fluffy, I'm going to die!
All right.
I don't know it.
Okay, you're not missing anything, but it would be nice if somebody in the audience figures it out. This is oriented at children, is it not, Chucker? I mean,
I'm not familiar with it.
No, Ken said it was. Yeah, I know you're not familiar with it. 888-302-3684. All right. We'll have the overview of the movies coming out this weekend just a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
All right, Chucker, let's go through the movie news bag first with what's coming out at the box office this weekend.
All right, Doug, four new movies hit theaters this weekend. Red 2, once again starring Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, John Malkovich, and Anthony Hopkins added to the cast. R.I.D.P., which looks like a Men in Black ripoff, starring Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds, tracking badly. Not screened in advance for critics. That puts
stupid
nail.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The animated Turbo and the horror film titled The Conjuring, which is getting really good reviews and has a strong tracking number of around a $30 million opening weekend. I'm going to go against the grain and tell people to go see Grown Ups 2. I seen it the other day, and I got to be honest, I enjoyed it, and I laughed, and I had a good time. Stars Adam Sandler, which who most critics hate, I actually like. One bit of TV news I want to mention. AMC's brilliant and very popular zombie show, The Walking Dead, received zero, and I mean zero, Emmy nominations yesterday. To me, this is a joke, and I have no respect for the Academy. It should have been nominated for Best Drama and Best Actor, Andrew Lincoln, and I just don't understand how this could get zero Emmy nominations when it's one of the best creative shows on television, and one of the best TV shows of all time. There you have it, Doug. I said my piece.
You have said your piece, and you're welcome to it. I was interested. I don't think we... It seems to me we were talking off the air, but I don't know that we were on the air, about Dan Brown's latest novel called Inferno, which is going to be produced.
Yeah, Ron Howard and Tom Hanks did the Da Vinci Code, and the Angels and Demons are going to reteam for a third big screen installment in that franchise. There was a third book, but they passed on that. I guess the studio didn't like the story, but the fourth one, which is Inferno, they liked and want to produce into a feature film.
All right. So is it more often than not that the ideas for movies today still come from books, or is it are there original ideas for movies that are winning the day?
I would say the majority is still coming from sequels and comic book properties, the big ones. But, yeah, I mean, if there's a good book, they'll option it, no doubt about it. It's good source material.
Jeremy, who's in Jonesboro, Arkansas, what's the name of the movie?
Despicable Me.
It is the number one movie this week in 2010. A lot of people with children knew the answer to that. So you get the prize, sir. We'll see if we can share it with your children.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.